Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, it's Diane.
Hi, Diane. Kathy here.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey,
how are you?
You know, everybody's on mute automatically, so you're not going to hear them. That's what the operator
yes.
automated. Okay.
Yes, I know. I know that's, I have no idea why Christopher didn't put shines in, and you know, it's just sometimes you really have to understand the male mind of things. It's incredible. So, whoever's coming in, please unmute yourselves. Press star 6.
And hi, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa,
how are you?
Okay. I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
Tell Lisa, how are we doing?
Hello.
Hello, everybody. I hope we have new writers here, too, today. I hope so. Who is coming in, please mute yourself. Just press star 6 and unmute yourself and say hello.
Hello, Liani.
Right. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. This is Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Good. So, I'm going to give you just like 2 more minutes for everybody to come in. And, you know, and we start because this conference call just has limited time. So, it will be like really something that we present the stuff and we go for the, you know, the discussions and the questions and everything else. So we can sing why other people are coming. Or tell jokes. First, I have to, like, don't know how to turn off this radio. Okay, yeah, all right. The radio plays all day long, so it's like my favorite thing. Okay. I really do hope that the new people are coming. So, one, we get to know more people. And, two, we get to have more brains working at the same time. Or not. You know, no. Anyhow. Yeah, well, we are there. 7:02, let's start the conference. So, thank you, everybody, to be here today, to get here. To come here today. We have a couple of things. Kathy, you want to tell everybody what we have for you? Mind me too.
Well, I can, sure. Sure, no problem. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. What we have on tap for today, as according to our agenda items, are to talk about the new Spotlight Writers, to talk about the new deadline date for our submissions, the Ohm Times audio magazine, yay, hooray, Ohm Times podcast, and the end of the editorial categories that we've had recently.
Yes. So let's start with the first item on the agenda, which is, I think that we should talk first about the end of the editorial categories.
Okay.
It wasn't an experiment that we thought that would be a good experience for all of us and actually tap into the resource of the community, not only bringing people in, but making, you know, helping build people up and helping build each other up on the sense that it would create more synergy and it would have created more of a sense of a team, of a group, or even I would out there to say masterminding. But the reality turns out not to be. We tried for 4 months, the reality turned out to be what we expected. It was, I don't know if it was maybe the confusion, you know, and being a spiritual network, you know, bottom line, all the confusion, all the eclipses and all the very big pressures that every one of us individually and as a group are feeling, this really didn't come to fruition. And then that taking more time, the people that were involved that and our time as well in order to shape a new programmatic roadmap, that we decided to just abolish this model and try something else. And to try something else, we actually decided that less people working, it would be more efficient at this point, as we are trying to jump from one stage to another stage. Now, the jump here, I want to make clear, the jump here is, the keyword is expansion. It's expansion of new venues and new areas that sometimes unconscious, the Conscious Magazine and the Conscious Radio had not gone yet. Right now, I don't know if the ones that the people that I know that were part of our Facebook group, they know that we are being translated to Dutch. We are going to be translated to Arab, and we have been translated to Spanish and Greek. So all the articles, there are successful articles, especially from the Spotlight writers, they are being translated abroad. What we're doing right now is working to expand our reach in Asia, and this is another thing that we are doing right now. But going back to the farm, my intention is to expand the reach of Omdine, and then to do that, we needed a more dry and agile, more responsive team to do this transition. So in the last meeting on last Sunday we had with the editorial team, we decided that, you know, the editorial team has categories were dissolved, but we did elect two of the extra editors, which is Angela Levesque. Sorry, Angela, if you're there hearing me. And Shelley Wilson, they were now not category editors anymore, but they are executive editors. So they are going to be not only receiving but submissions and doing the submissions over the communities, but they are your facilitator, meaning that they can troubleshoot with you and they have the competence to respond forum times in the categories that were individually assigned to other category editors. But they are, Kathy continues being our senior copywriter and, you know, my left and right hand, and Angela Levesque and Shelley Wilson are the executive editors right now. They will be announced properly this weekend in a memorandum over the community and also inside of the magazine and inside of the website itself, so there will be no doubt about it. The second thing that this is, I really hope that this will make the process more comprehensive, easier, and like without pain, especially because summer is approaching and everybody has a life. And so we are trying to do things with a more organic and more relaxed flow for everybody involved. The second, you know, I don't know if we want to maybe leave the questions for the end. The second thing the second item on the list is bringing about the new spotlight writers. As everybody knows, we have a criteria to elect spotlight writers. One of the criteria is, well, some of the criteria are, I'm sorry, my voice today is really bad. It's one that has been published, had made the headlines of the cover of the weekly edition at least 5 times, and has a very good result on the performance of their articles as we do the promotion. So we have a couple of people that I would like to announce today that will be becoming spotlight writers. Kathy, you want to announce them, or I do?
Well, you can. I think you have a good handle of them. I think there's at least, what, three?
Yeah.
Three new people?
Yeah, I have three new people, but I'm waiting for the next evaluation from the executive editors if they want to indicate more people. Right now I have Andrea Schulman. I have Lisa Shaw.
Right.
And I have David Dalton.
And Gia Dalton was another person. Gia Dalton was another writer.
Oh, yeah, Gia Dalton, yes.
Right.
Gia Dalton. So, we are our new spotlight writers. Now, what is the big deal about being a spotlight writer? Here's the big deal. The spotlight writers are what we consider our ambassadors. You know, they are kind of our brand ambassadors. For us, at Valentine's, you know, when you succeed, we succeed. So what we do is we're giving back to you promotion and other perks. One of the things that we want to announce, and I think some people know, is that we have a podcast that's fully launched right now. And all the spotlight writers have a right to have their own podcast. And that could be, you know, it's another venue because we opened our podcast universe in two different fronts right now, but we are expanding to other fronts as well. Every single podcast is being, you know, translated and transformed into also a video, and all those videos are going out to every single one of the big video networks out there, not only YouTube, but video networks in Japan, in China, and in Europe. So everything is going out, so we are spending the reach of your brand outside the United States. This is a service that we're doing for our spotlight writers. So we want to support you. We want to expand your reach. We want to expand your capability to get your product or your book or your programs out there to other people so that you break through the noise of the internet and become more visible. So this is one of the things. The podcast, the launching of the podcast, exclusive for the On Times Spotlight Writers. You're not obligated to have it, but if you want it, you have it. So for all the spotlight writers, if you are interested, you know, just contact Kathy, and we can organize how, you know, the submissions of podcasts, because they're completely different from the ones that we have, the submission that we have over the magazine articles. The next point, again, I would think that I will wait for the end if people want to make comments. We want to move the date the deadline of the submissions instead of the end of the month to go to the first of the month. The reason being is we wanted to, what our intention is to create everything ahead of time. And so everybody, we can program ahead for the months of summer. And so not only you guys, but we can also have some type of, I don't know, fun time. It's not like I have a life or anything, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But I wish I have one. This is what we think. Right now, as it stands, I just finished the month of May, and I'm working on June and July, and at least the two first weeks of August. So, not to mention if we have, the deadline changed, it's much easier to program, especially with the international edition, that those articles will be translated and everything gets out more or less at the same time. So let's say an article that is a very good article, that's actually Dr. Hader, an article about potato juice. So we publish on May in the United States, but it will be translated in beginning of May. By the end of May, it can be translated already to Greek or Spanish and the other languages we're working with. So this is what basically we were interested in, changing the deadline for, the benefit and the synchronization of all our calendars, not only for the English edition, but also for the international edition. Now, again, I'll wait for the end. One more thing. We also launching what we call an audio magazine. And the audio magazine is basically this. The audio magazine came because we were currently being read to many other people in Canada. I think it's two Institute of the Blind in Canada and one Institute of the Blind here in Utah. The magazine weekly has been read to groups of blind individuals. And those individuals want to go home and read it again, but they can't. So we decided that the Spotlight writers that wish to, they can read their own article, and we will post the article at the MP3 at the beginning of their articles when we publish on the magazine. So people are able to get home, go there, and reach and receive the message, not only for the visual impaired, but individuals that are, in hospitals or, that had another lady that does present our articles into prisons. And for her, sometimes it's very difficult to come in with all the printed material and pass through it. If we can create something that makes the information, which is vital, sometimes, and you guys, of course, you guys are creating an entire different culture, which is vital for what we living in the world that we're living right now. A lot of people all around, they are starving for the type of information that we are providing. And it's an information that goes beyond only spiritual and only metaphysical. It's an awakening process of an opening of mind. I really like to think that we are right now working as invisible hands, because despite of all the trouble that we're going through in this world right now, there is this immense flow of consciousness, as almost like he's, you know, the subterranean ocean that continue flowing, you know, and weaving this net, the consciousness continues flowing, and we are part of this flow. So when every time we receive a request to translate the articles to another language so that public can have access, not everybody knows English, and, you know, it's like incredible. We are, Americans are, well, I saw and as and a statistic, we are 5% of the population of the world. So even though I say that we have double this people that speak in English, it's very rare that a person that has access to the internet that they would know English to a point to understand concepts of metaphysics or transformational concepts or, you know, when ecologically put systems and all sorts of things. So this world right now needs more than ever this type of work. All the work that Om Times does is free. So what we want is actually just to be a platform and continue being this invisible energy, this invisible, you know, hand, invisible hands. They're part of the business of prosperity, of the business of expanding consciousness. So, again, we invite the Spotlight Writers, then they wish to, I would say, they wish to be part of this and expand their articles to other audiences, you know, without transforming anything or requesting anything. If you have the condition to record reading your own articles, I will be more than glad to include that and open this other space for those that, you know, cannot access this type of information otherwise. So this is an opening. This is the reason we're starting the audio magazine. It will start on a website initially, and then from there, there's other services that provide specifically for the visually impaired. And this plus, I'm going to submit after I have a critical mass of articles, read out articles to submit to them. It is optional, it's there, you know, and I'm presenting this as an extra thing. But you're not obligated to do it. Right now, it's just open to the Spotlight Writers because I need to coordinate everything and have a flow before I open all the tabs to everybody. So I think this is basically what, you know, the entire conference is about. The audio magazine, the Spotlight Writers, the podcast, and everything else. The other thing I want to say is I am going to start one category called the Best Writer of the Month. And the Best Writer of the Month will be, you know, will be spotlighted inside of the magazine every week. You know, could have a little bio, the Writer of the Month, with your website, with your newsletter. Let's help you build your newsletter base, because this is really where, you know, finding your public is the best that we can, the best that we can serve you, and the best of serving you back. So those are my basic stuff. We do have some projects just for everybody else to know. Going on, it's one of the there's two projects that we are concentrating right now. One of them is what we call the Guinea Pigs, where seven of our best writers were selected in the beginning of this year, and they will be celebritized by On Time. What we're going to do is we're going to street, those seven writers have power, celebrities, and they will receive exactly the same treatment we do for every one of our covers. You know, everything in the works, the whole enchilada. And following this, Hometimes this year is also launching our first bed dogs that will be in the fall. And those from the seven guinea pigs and the some others that we haven't invited or decided yet will be doing the bed dogs. And the result of the bed dogs will be a book, which is something that we really want to do to give a voice to our best people. So all of those are events and projects that are in the back burner right now. I'm really excited to launch all those things. I want to reiterate how thankful I am for all of you and your participation and how special the contact and the relationship with every one of you as a collective and individually gave so much texture and so much richness to my life and my life purpose, which is, I understand, is to give you guys the platform to you to be your best. And it comes from the really intrinsic desire to bring to the front row people that not only I trust, you know, people that walk their talk, but also people of value that otherwise would not have a voice or a chance to get in the main line. So I'm dying to go, I consider right now the biggest magazine or system. You know, we're entering the realm of our own channel as we have the radio shows and extending radio shows in other formats. We entering a omni-channel universe, the omniverse, actually, our omniverse. I regard Hometimes as being the leader of a niche. There are other magazines that are bigger. Absolutely, they are. Like Tree Hugger, it's a huge magazine, but it's very specific. They talk about agriculture, green living, specific. They don't talk about relationships, personal growth, metaphysics, you know, life in general, conscious parenting. They don't have the universal reach, you know, because we have this vision of the conscious life as being really a diamond with many facets. So we are now, and I cannot see anybody else except the other magazines that copies our, you know, curate our material, you know, and Veronica knows this very well. They come to Hometimes, take the material, rewrite, and put their own name, but they keep their own, you know, our own titles. They are really our competitors. But other than this, I just want to get this opportunity to say to you all, thank you very much. It has been and it is a pleasure to work with you guys. And from our side, we want to make this experience pleasurable and rich and full circle, you know, full circle, full spiral, you know, going up, transcending all together as a group. So I'm open now, unless Kathy has more observations for the conference, to people to ask questions if they wish.
One thing, too, Leanne, I wanted to mention that, you know, you talked about the radio and things like that that are happening, is the new show we're developing for Hometimes, What's Going Home. So that is another future project that's coming up. as well. That
yes.
It's another piece that we're hoping will keep everybody well informed. That's going to spotlight the writers of the community as well. We're going to have interviews like you would on any regular radio show. That's going to feature the writers, especially. And, you know, as part of the, you know, the highlight of all of this and being part of Own Times is to really be a little bit more fluid with, you know, being a communicator and being on the air, which up until now we really haven't had. I mean, you know, we're doing so well with Own Times Radio that doing a program like this is really a visionary kind of thing for us. So we're really hoping that everyone will participate when that comes up. When we call you and say, hey, come let us interview you for our show, we hope you will be as enthusiastic as you were with sending us your articles.
Yes, another thing that is that associated with what is going on program, which is a radio show with that Kathy Cushman and Shelley Wilson will be doing. Eventually, you know, when God gives good weather for me, I would do it too. But, you know, not really. They are more versatile than I am. And what's going on will be is actually the backbone of another thing, which we are creating it. I guess some of you already saw. It's what we call our Omiwood. Our Omiwood is a project of celebritizing and putting out there, you know, things about our writers and also our hosts. The big thing is when you see, for instance, I'm going to give an example. You have Hay House. Somebody that published a book at Hay House, for some reason, immediately they become a celebrity. So we have a very good reach as well. And why not? Our writers that already have their own, they have their published books. Why they cannot be our celebrities? So conference calls, programs, interviews, yada, yada, you know, your courses, a new book launching, all of this will be included in all what is going on because it is something tailored to be the backbone of, you know, new endeavors, new opportunities. We never know, you know, it's like what we have been doing here all those years, and we started in 2009, is basically send information, send messages, and messages of hope, messages of rebuilding, message of transcendence, messages of compassion. And we have been doing this like messages on a bottle, inside a bottle. We never know who is going to reach and how is going to impact somebody. But right now, we having like some, like again, I would say that's something with to do with the stars or, you know, the astrological configuration in the sky. We having a feedback. And the feedback that we have, it really enriched us and gave us more gas, so to speak, to cook more and give it back and do it better and refine and readjust. So this is the process that we are right now. Anyhow, I talk too much. Let's start the questions. And if somebody, Shelley, would you like to say something?
Hello?
Unmute yourself.
You can hear me now, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, the first thing I want to say is, talking about the submission criteria, because, you know, we had the category groups before. Are we going to continue with that, or are we going to eliminate that and go back to posting in the community area? And then also reiterate to the writers about the guidelines so that they know what the submission requirements are.
Yes, I'm going to do that in another newsletter and put in a note, a private note, inside that everybody will receive individually so they can check, you know, the new guidelines, what is going on. I'm going to follow up with this meeting, not only with the MP3, but all the points, you know, the itemized points that we had before. The group, I would not like to delete the groups per se, but I will intentively shift, put notice in the groups that they will shift back to the main category, the main blogs, mm-hmm. with the caveat that everybody that's posting, if you regard your category, you put near the title in the top, if it is personal growth, if it is metaphysics, if it is health and healing, on one of the other categories. So it makes it easier for us. They're selecting to put in different buckets and to do the adjustment and the editing. So this is the only thing that I, you know.
Yeah, one thing that Andrea Schulman, and congratulations to her for being a new Spotlight writer, she puts, once she puts the title at the top, she puts how many word counts in the body. So this is a great way of recognizing that it does meet that criteria. So that would be a great place, too, to then go ahead and put what category it falls under, just for us that are looking for our particular categories, then go ahead and post, copy and paste the rest of that article with your bio. And it's very important to include that bio as well with your submission.
Yes, because it's, you know, it's time. It's time to collect, and it's time to go and go search. And sometimes some of our writers have a bio of 500 words, and it's not really viable.
Right.
Because, you know, in order to you to get into the program and enter the stream of the internet, you need to have a bio that's 60 words max.
Right.
And a title that's 70 characters max. So those are the things we are looking for. I can reiterate that, Shelley, not a problem.
Yeah.
And the items
and
again.
I think, too, one more thing just to add on, because I know that there's a preview button before you actually post and submit it to publish it. So if everyone could just, it's a good idea, whatever editing software you use, whether it's Word or something else, but, you know, it'll highlight things. So it's a great idea to go ahead and proofread your work, then copy and paste it into that community, and then preview it before you actually hit the publish button. And this is just a great way to double check your work before we, as the editors, review it.
Yep, that is very good. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody else? Unmute yourself. Pressing star 6. If you have a question.
Hello. Hi, it's Diane. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. You mentioned that there's going to be a writer of the month. Is this something that's just rotated through the Spotlight writers?
Yes.
Or are
no,
there...
No. Those are for the writers. They're not yet Spotlight writers. Everybody, you know, and being a writer of the month will be another point going, counting towards being a Spotlight writer eventually, you know, and gets an interview on home time.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Lisa. I had a question.
Yes.
I wanted to know, you were talking about the audio versions of the articles. I wanted to know how would we submit the audio version, and if and could we submit for an article that was published prior to now?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. The reason I created a group inside of the community, which is audio only, and what I, you know, you get there, what I do is I will give you an entrance to the Dropbox,
mm-hmm.
and you just go and upload your Dropbox, your audio on the Dropbox on the month over your folder.
Okay.
It's that easy. So when we put in the magazine together, we just go to the Dropbox and put it out. If it is an article that's already done, you can put it there, and I go back and we do that.
You'll find it. Yeah.
We can do.
Yeah,
because
I was, you know, I thought that would be a nice thing to do. And do you have any ideas on how you want the article to start? I mean, would there be an introduction? This is an article called blah on Om Times in Om Times magazine or something.
Yeah, my name is Lisa, and it's a K. My article is, how to expand your consciousness with three major exercises, and you listening to this at Om Times Audio magazine.
Okay.
In the end, you can actually put everything, your contact. This is Lisa. My website is this. Whatever. Or do your promo for, if you have you have an evergreen course. I understand that. So if you, for those that already have an evergreen course, like yourself, I think Helen Strainsburg has an evergreen course as well. You can promote that evergreen course. So, it's like, subscribe or learn on this. This is just one way to spotlight more, and it's, it's going to be forever. So,
right. That's awesome.
That's not a problem.
I think that's great. All right. Yeah, so, it's almost like a mini podcast or like a radio.
Yes.
Thing. So, you have your intro, and then you do your thing, and then at the end you close it out, and you have an opportunity to put in a little promo thing. Okay. Awesome.
Exactly.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you, Lisa.
Great, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? I love people.
Hi there, this is Gia Dalton.
Oh.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
It's so great to hear people's voices.
You want to add something? I like that too. I don't like to hear my voice. I hate my voice. But yes, I like to hear other people's voice.
I wanted to say hello and thank you so much. I am so excited, beyond excited. I think that all these new endeavors are going to be just so wonderful. And I'm just feeling a lot of gratitude and very blessed to be working with you all.
It's a pleasure. It's all mine, believe me. There's these moments. There's just moments of frustration, but not with you guys. It's just that the back end of the things are kind of sometimes go chaotic because we work on the internet and sometimes, storms, snowstorms. I live in the tundra here in Pennsylvania. I had those snowstorms that just drove me crazy. But, it is a very big pleasure to be, I would say, serving on earth with you guys at this moment in my life. It is a pleasure. I'm really, really thankful for your participation.
Oh, thank you.
Anybody else risking to talk? But nobody's looking at you. Just unmute yourself, press star 6, and talk.
Can you hear me, Leonie?
Yes.
I just wanted to say hello and thank you for everything. And I am going to start making some audio files.
Who is this?
This is Judy Lynch.
Oh, Judy.
Yes.
How are you?
You
have another book. You have another book.
Yes. I'm going to write another one, too.
Oh, my God. That's a prolific writer. Oh, my God. I'm one of the things I miss about Asheville is seeing you.
I know. And I'm going to be going back and doing a retreat. And I'm hoping to get up to Pennsylvania sometime.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. It's like I'm programming the stuff here for our TED Talks because I think that, in all the TED Talks, you don't have a TED Talks that talks about spirituality. Not as we talk. you know, right. Not unlike her heartbeats. So I really think that we can make a new genre on TED Talks. And so this will be a very big experiment and to make events, you know, and bring everybody together to an expo. And, you know, another thing I'm creating, and this is something that, I don't know, probably by the second semester, is a catalog of books of our writers to be printed. So when you go somewhere, you know, you can have this catalog with all writers' books, and then, you know, people can, you can, you know, give away those fold something, so they know that we have people of quality and people, you know, start doing the promotion more, you know, face to face. So, but this is something that's coming in the second semester. Is my other roadmap. You know, so, but really, really, I miss you, Judy.
I miss you, too, and I'm excited about all the new things coming, and I do want to participate, you know, put in the time. And...
Absolutely.
I can't thank you enough for I hear from people all over the world, and it's just wonderful.
Oh, I know, and we're going to hear more, you know, more specific now, because, you know, we have actually 4 podcasts in brief.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right now. We're going to start podcasting in Arabic as well. So those are the things that I believe that, you know, every time somebody else goes there, you know, somebody else listens to a podcast in Greek, they listen to the introduction with our own website, so they can come back and see everything. So we never know, you know what I mean? It's like we are in the business where high tide floats all boats. So that's why we're investing our time right now.
Well, I think it's great.
Appreciate it, Sydney.
Yes, I'm excited.
So
I'm working on an article right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the writers, you know, everything looks so beautiful. Everything is great.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
Yeah, you guys always do such a fantastic job, all of you.
I love you too, Judy. I love you too, very much. I miss you, woman.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Anybody else that you can complain too, people. It's not a, you know, just confetti. You can complain too. This is our favorite moment of the month where people can just also present all their healing complaints.
Oh, hey, Leanne. This is Kathy. Besides complaining, I don't want to have, not that I don't want to hear complaints, I'll gladly accept complaints, but this just came to me that if anyone out there who's listening or who listens to the recording later happens to think of a topic going into summertime that's really, really hot, let us know. Okay? Whether it's something local, I mean, it could be something local, it could be something that has even wider reach than something local, but, you know, keep us in mind, send us something, let us know what the topic is so we can have it on our radar. Again, we're planning for these issues going into the summer now, so we want to keep on top of some of these important things.
Hey, Leonie, I just want to complain for a minute. Can I complain? Okay, I this is Sarah Nash.
Yes, hey, Sarah.
Yeah, I want to complain about the fact that I don't have enough time to be the spirituality editor because I really friggin' love this. And I just don't. I want to complain about the lack of time, right? Because I really love this magazine. I really love Om Times, and I really want to be a part of it, but I can't even fucking find enough time to write myself. So I want to complain.
I understand. That's, you know, let's put this on the blackboard, you know, and we can complain in person. You can complain in person because you're coming. You're coming for the TED Talks. So you can complain in person, and we just can do something about it. We're going to have a committee. You know, we're going to do a sunshine
committee,
meeting.
But I don't have enough time to do that.
Oh, I know. But Kathy and I and everybody else, we will be hearing, and we're going to be hearing everybody's complaints. I appreciate your complaint, too. Yes, Sarah.
But on a more serious note, though, I did want to tell everybody who is listening that you know, the support and the love and the light that everyone shares here, and the understanding and the tolerance and the compassion is what makes OM Times really, really special. And I love you guys, and I honor you. I know it's hard work, and we're in tears, but, you know, we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, we are. I think we are. Even though, you know, my Neptune is my first house, so it's kind of dissolving things on me. I feel like that X-Men movie that the guy became water. That's
me. Yeah.
I'm just like melting. I'm having a meltdown on a good term. You know what I mean? It's like I feel I'm morphing. You know, but anyhow, this is, it's just changing. You know, internet changed the way people communicate, the way people are connecting. And I don't know if you guys saw the new video that Mark Zuckerman put it about the new project that he has, which is called internet.org. He is expanding the internet, free internet, to the rest of the world. You know, of course, in the basic services, and they are going to go out without video, just with a text and audio. So we are in the front liner of this, you know, doing the audio magazine. Maybe, you know, people that never had access or money to pay internet will be able to listen. We are going to be able to do a huge impact in others' life even more as he expands. You know, if you don't know what it is, please go to internet.org, and they actually are going to open to organizations that provide free services, which is us, free information service. And as soon as they open for the public, I will sign us up, and because and then we will have the audio, and not because the bandwidth for pictures is too much, but not the bandwidth for writing and audio. So we're going to have this. So the extension, not only us expanding or morphing, I am trying to keep us on the most cutting edge of what is going on, a tendency, so we will not have a gap to catch on. You know, we have to run to catch. We are already molding ourselves to go flowing organically towards the new changes and the expansion of what we do. So this is one of the great things. Anyhow, I just, you know, I'm not receiving any money from Facebook to make promotion, by the way. It was somebody that put it in my feed, and I was like, oh my God, this is so effing awesome. It is. Another thing that I don't know if you guys noticed, and that's to do with one of the conferences I wanted to talk with you guys about. It's, you know, I'm not going to speak to them. Oops. Yeah, no, I have to under 30 minutes. But it's really fast. It's one of the things that also I heard in a conference that was Facebook 8 conference, which is how they are going to change the way social media works. And what they decided to do is actually go not against it, but, you know, face-to-face to Google. And the way they decided to do it was they created two or three organizations separate from Facebook. And what they do is they go to YouTube and they get, they pay the YouTuber to give them the right of their videos, and they syndicate the videos. So you buy the video syndicated by them, and in doing that, you are able to create engagements on your page. But it's like they syndicate that. You buy the rights to use that video in your page. What they're doing is they're offering the people from YouTube. You have a video here, and YouTube, you guys know, every second YouTube puts an ad. You know, you open, you have ads that you cannot close. And every 5 minutes, YouTube put another ad, another ad, and another ad. So the video gets all truncated. What Facebook is offering them is put your video here, and I pay you, let's say, 1 cent each time it's played. Because they notice that videos are viral more than pictures right now. So what they want to do is they want to steal the platform from YouTube, which is Google. To do that, what they did was they are developing another platform inside of Facebook, which is holding BuzzFeed, Washington, Huffington Post, and another one that I don't remember what it is. It may be Body Mind Green, that he will be doing exclusively their videos inside of Facebook. So they would be paid for the plays on their videos, and YouTube, you know, and Facebook would have this immense resource and content that they can play around and syndicate for us, you know, for people that have our pages there. But what is this, how this affect us? Affect us is the fact that in 3 years, Facebook wants to transform most of the contents, 80% of their content, into videos, audio and videos. So where we go on that, we go back to the same point. In order to continue having a penetration in one of the, you know, in the presence, in one of the biggest social media outlets out there, which is Facebook, we need to mold ourselves and program ourselves for those new changes. And it's because of that that some of the hosts already saw we have videos about the host promos. Sarah has one. You know, I have to record the other ones, still do the other ones. But some of our hosts have it. This is a prelude of a launch, a mega launch, in all the websites that have videos. So right now, the podcasts are being published on Facebook, on Daily Motion, on Metacast, on one site in Japan and one site in China, which is another one. We opened a category, Conscious Living, in China. We are the only ones there. And all the podcasts of our hosts are going there. So every time you publish a video, which is an audio podcast with the video background, we are sending automatically to all those networks. So we are opening a new universe that will eventually create the snowball. My intention is to do the same with the audio magazine. It's like if I get the flow of it, we can have an audio magazine of 30 minutes that will go in the same network that's already created by the radios. You know, and get there. We already have followers. We have, you know, so we're building networks, new networks that are formatted, and you know, now, right now, to attend and to respond for a change that's has been programmed to take place within 3 years. So this is basically why the you know, we needed to do all this transformation, all this meltdown, because then the winds of change are blowing, and we need to have what I call, that's my favorite motto. For those that don't know me, this is my favorite motto. The wisdom of the world is in the jump of the cat. The jump of the cat. What is the difference between a cat and a panther, for instance, or a lion? It was a car. The difference is that the cat knows how to jump forward. As a matter of fact, all felines know how to jump forward. But the cat, the domestic cat, is the only feline actually that knows how to jump backwards in order to go forward. Even, yes, tonight has been something. You know, they can jump backwards in order to create the momentum to jump forward even further. So this is a, you know, there is a chaos in the way we're doing, you know, things, but there is a logic as well. So this is the only thing I want to say. You know, I talk too much. If you guys don't interrupt me, I go without stop. Any more questions? Star 6. Hello. All right, if we don't have more questions, I think that we can close the conference call.
Yeah, you took care of everything that we had on the agenda, and then some.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know. I know I kind of missed the mastermind group, so, you know, it's like anything new I found out, I was like, I put it there. But anyhow, it's better. This way I don't get too, you know, get into things. I need to be a little bit more free to do all those changes. Because behind the scenes, you know, and everybody that has put a website together knows how long it takes to put something up.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody else? I give one. I'll give two. All right, nobody. All right, guys. So, then again, one more time, I want to reiterate, thank you very much for your presence, for your feedback, for your resistance, for your service to all, for the service to the mother, understanding consciousness, and to continue doing things despite of all the difficulties that everybody has. You know, we want to continue working with you. We want to extend and continue being a team. And I guess, you know, I love you.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Yeah. And
love you too.
I will keep everybody posted over to the community. Thank you so much, everyone.
Good.
And
thank
have
you
a wonderful
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you.
All righty. Bye, people.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, everybody.